Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wildlife. I'm Michael, your dreadlock connoisseur, and we have a little special wine today. Happy belated Thanksgiving. So for Americans, we know this Beaujolais is a Thanksgiving wine. You know, it goes really well with different types of food for Thanksgiving. But around the world, this Beaujolais comes from the region of France. And the region of France has a little specialty that they have within that region. Just like Champagne, these are the two grapes, which is the Gamay grape, that are picked by hand. So Champagne, Beaujolais, those two regions pick their grapes by hand. Makes them a little special. But the Gamay grape for these Beaujolais, and this is the Beaujolais Nouveau, this is more of the seasonal wine. So what happened in the past was these vineyards and distributors was like, how do we get rid of these excess amount of grapes, of the Gamay grapes that we have? We're going to have to push some kind of marketing scheme to get it out. So they celebrated the Beaujolais Arrivé. Beaujolais has arrived. So it's the third week in November. So the third week of November, the Beaujolais Nouveau is released, and they have to have it in the stores in the Beaujolais region by 12:01. So, you know, they make this big excitement running through the streets, and you got your wine, but you're like, we gotta hurry up, we gotta get there. So, you know, and then who beats them there is that. This year, I normally have the Georges Dubois, but I wanted to try the Jean-Claude Dubois or Dubon, because it's a little different. Normally, a creature of habit goes with the ones that you like the best, but me liking to try different kinds of wine, I wanted to try this one. It was on a higher scale, price point, like in the mid-teens, but it didn't matter. If it was a good-tasting wine, then that's really what I wanted. So, more of the Gamay grape. It's a Gamay Le Blanc, but most people know it as the Gamay grape. And it's pretty much in the French region. People cannot use champagne in their actual distinction of the sparkling wine. They cannot use Beaujolais in the distinction of the Gamay grape. So they have that locked down. So the French was like, look, when you talk about Beaujolais, this is me. So it's them. Same thing like the Champagne. So you got these two regions that close it up. And the big thing about Beaujolais, 1/3 of the total sales of this Gamay Beaujolais is in this region right now. So this is a very dominant wine that they push out before the end of the year. So let's get to this wine. I got introduced to this wine because when I left Germany, I had a lot of white wine experience, little on the sweet palate, more fruitier things in that matter. Then I went to the total extreme with a Cabernet Sauvignon. So it was really kind of heavy, bold on you, and then it was kind of sweet. But friends and associates and sommeliers, like, take your palate and start educating slowly, slowly but surely. Slow that down and bring it up with fruit. And this was the wine that I was introduced to. And then it made it exciting because it was that once a year thing that you jump right on and say, hey, look, it's celebration time. The Nouveau is here. So, you know, I jumped on that. So what is the taste and flavors and different things of this? Raspberry, kind of light raspberry, on the light berry tastes, but it's not like the blackberries, the currants, all those dark berries. It's on the light side. It's on the ripe cherry side. So this is what you're getting from this. It's a very light-bodied wine. So this light-bodied wine gets you, and you can It goes really well with a lot of different things, but it's a nice transitional wine into other wines. So if you sit and you start comparing wines, what does it compare to? A Pinot Noir. The Pinot Noir has a little more complexities to it. It's a little more mature in the way it greets you with the fruit forward. But this is the younger brother of the actual Pinot Noir. And I like Pinot Noirs, but I know what I'm getting. When I know what I'm getting with a Gamay grape, that's what I want from that. So let's take a whiff of the Georges de Bois. Light raspberry. Remember, it's been open for a while. It's best to drink this young. I'm telling you, by experience, the younger it is, the more fruity, the more fruit forward it is. It's really enjoyable. It's light. When you get into the later part of the year, and if you read some things, it's, oh, you can just keep this until May. It's a total different wine. To me, it's a total different wine by January. It starts maturing in a way. The fruits start going away. It gets a little more acidic. It gets a lot of different other complexities where the fruit is going away, and then you're drinking a different complex kind of wine, but it takes away the flavor. So you know you wanted something flavorful, but then when you lose it, as it grows and it matures, as it gets a little older, that's not what you're drinking. This is a young wine. So that's what I got from this. Raspberry, a little ripe cherry. You know, when you get a ripe cherry and it's a little bitter, got a bitter kind of taste, smell to it too. You can smell it and it's kind of ripe. It's not really juicy. Because this is the Gamay grape, it's a little juicy. It's really juicy. Here's the Jean Claude. This was a little different. So, cherries. But here's the catch with this one. It has a molasses. You smell that molasses in there. You know, that dark molasses, which is kind of different. Not sure where that came from. But it's really deep. And if you really look at it, I'm not sure if you can see it, but the actual George is kind of a little lighter, a little translucent. You can see a little more through this. But the Jean-Claude, it's a little darker, a little syrupy looking. It's a little darker. So perhaps that molasses and that kind of smell to that is really because of, it's really matured early. So as those grapes were being picked, it was a mature grape. The terroir in that region was probably building it to be a lot more this way, where the Georges de Bois, theirs was a little more kind of fruity. So that's what we got from there. So let's go this way. We finished with the last molasses, dark cherries, raspberry, ripe cherries. So let's get a taste of this one. So the fruit is gone. More mineral. Dark, kind of acidic, a little more tannic. A little more tannins in this one. I tasted this about a week or so ago. Totally different taste. Molasses wasn't even there. It was like a lot of dark cherries, a little more mature. But now it's going down a different route. If I want a Beaujolais Nouveau, I want more fruit. This one, the fruit is gone already. So this matures really quick. So if you really want to get something with a little more fruit, this one matures down that road. So I know by mid-December, this wine is going to taste totally different. And we'll be using it in our food, you know. So that's the change on that one. So my palate right in front of Georges de Bois. Very light tannin. The ripe cherries is there. more so than the raspberries that I smell, the ripe cherries that I smell. So with these ripe cherries, that flavor is still there. It's pretty good. I like it. I mean, again, maybe I should have just left that alone and just went straight here. But I know what I'm expecting. You know, when you find a wine and you know what you're expecting and you get something else, it's not a good thing. But I know what this tastes like once it matures. So I know this would be going toward this. But at this same period when they were both released, this has maybe 3-4 more weeks than that one. And if you want that fruitier light body, you stay right here. You want a little more bolder and the fruit is a little dissipated down. I think this Jean-Claude is that way. So if you look at the regions, I wanted to show you this map. So what you see in the center of France in this map here is the Cru Beaujolais, which is the high-end Beaujolais, the Beaujolais Village, which is where all the villages are, and straight Beaujolais and Beaujolais Nouveau. And that's clearly, how the distinction was. So if you see, like I said, the Cru, the Village, and the Nouveau, and regular Beaujolais. So you got all of these regions that they're planting these different things, but if you look at that big Cru area, that's the more expensive one. I've tried the Village, and I like the Village. I can do that off season than there. I can do a Village at any given time because it's a nice, ripe, gamay grape. The Cru, which is on the high end of higher 20s for that wine, yeah, not really. I'm satisfied with the Village, and I'm happy with the celebration with the Nouveau. But you got these three distinctions that you can get your hands on. But I've always liked to do comparisons because some people are like, yeah, I tried that Nouveau before, that old sweet, funny looking. Nah, bro. If that's what you don't like, try the Jean-Claude because you're going to be like, that's not what I'm used to. You know, I want a little more complexity. I want a little more closer to the Pinot Noir. That's the one that'll get you, that Jean-Claude. But I know what I want. I know what goes well with my Thanksgiving dinner. So I really wanted that. And the Georges de Bordeaux well with that. Not a bad wine, but not what I expected. So keep in mind, great wine, good region that it comes from. If you see the Gamay grape, I think they have a couple that they plant in Spain, but the percentage of the Gamay grape is in that region, the Beaujolais region, and they use it a lot. So, and that's the way that is. So, Urban Wine Life, good selections today. I wanted to get this out right after the holidays. I wanted to show you and talk about what it tastes like. You have a couple of weeks before that fruit goes away. Not recommended to go into the new year with a bottle, even though they look pretty. Keep in mind the Georges de Bordeaux. Next year, I'm going to try to find me a tie because what they do their marketing. They label, they make ties, like suspenders, other little things. So, you know, if you go over a person's house for wine or for Thanksgiving, just wear your little accessories for the Nouveau. But he does a great, great marketing. He's like a marketing genius for the Beaujolais. That's why you see a lot of these labels have changed from year to year. So very, very good. So again, transitional wine from sweet wine into a light red into whatever direction you want to go to. Urban Wine Life, Dreadlock Connoisseur, Michael, saying see you next time.